on Valentine's Day with a great Valentine's Day package. We got some qualifying prizes that involve some food from Conway Pub and Eatery and the Viking Foods and great stereo upgrade from Mobile Music and a killer grand prize, a hotel bellwether stay. Right down on the waterfront in Bellingham, if you haven't seen it, been down there. Lots of dining options, cool walking along the waterfront, right at the gateway to the San Juans. And you can see the San Juans. We're throwing in a flight seeing tour for two aboard San Juan Airlines. A massage and facial from Kara's Beauty Barn. And select pieces of jewelry from Borthwick Jewelers, the Diamond King in Ferndale. Plus a set of robes from Embroidery Creations. But we focus on jewelry this morning.
All right, well, let's go to the lines here, Brad. We got a variety of calls. We got some wedding ring ones, but let's start with Heidi first. Did I get your name right? Is this Heidi?
Yeah, good morning.
Okay, Heidi's got a injured by jewelry. This is a belly button ring. Is that what this was?
Yeah, about 20 years ago or so, my oldest son, I yanked on my belly button ring and pulled it right out.
Now, the hunk of flesh came with that?
Yeah.
So it wasn't like the back came off and it just came out. No. It took skin with it.
Oh, it took skin with it. Oh, yeah. There's a scar there and everything. That's gross.
How old is the kid?
He was only about two.
Yeah, you know, like a lot of moms, when you have your first kid, you cut your hair because they're always pulling at the hair and stuff like that. I would think the piercing, that some of those piercings might have to
go. Any hoop earrings probably have to go.
Yeah. All right.
You would think. Okay. I had a lot of earrings as well, too.
Thanks, Heidi. Let's do some wedding ring ones here, okay? I think we got Kurt first. Now, this didn't happen to you, Kurt. Who did this happen to?
This happened to my boss.
Okay.
At an auto repair shop.
All right, you're at an auto repair shop, and what is going on?
Well, he was trying to repair a part that was broken using an oxyacetylene torch. And there was a pop, and sparks flew, and a piece of slag stuck to Larry's wedding ring. Mm. And I watched in horror as the red-hot ring burned his finger to the bone.
Ooh.
All the way around.
No.
He screamed as she tried to remove the ring, still going red, which resulted in additional injury.
Yeah, how do you even grab that and pull that off?
Yeah, you got to take the pain there. You just have to let it go at that
or let
point.
It cool down or something.
Cool
down. Oh. All right. Yeah, Larry, he had abnormally large eyes, but I'll tell you his what. You should have seen him that day.
Satellite dishes, man.
All right, thanks, Kurt. All right, yeah, we're learning through a lot of these emails.
Don't wear your wedding ring.
Don't wear your wedding ring to work. Jim in Squim. Okay, now this happened, where was this? Was this on the farm or something? What was going on with this?
Yeah, upstate New York on the farm about 30 years ago.
This is another wedding ring story, I take it.
Yeah, wedding ring. My friend Steve, he was doing some work in the loft, in the barn, his father's loft. He was working with some hay or something up there, and one time, the quick way to get down from the loft was to jump, grab a beam, and swing down, and then jump to the floor. Well, one time he did that, he didn't realize that there was a nail driven into the beam, and when he jumped once, he felt something hit his finger, but he didn't realize the head of that nail went into his wedding ring. He swung, let go, and the wedding ring took his finger off at the second knuckle.
Yeah.
And, he was called him Stubby after that, of course. That was quite an experience after that one.
All right, Jim and Squim. Brad and John at KISM.com.
Randy says almost the same thing happened to her dad, jumping off a ladder thing, wedding ring caught. He says he was a hit with all the kids, though. He would pretend his finger was shoved all the way up his nose. It drove my mom crazy. Apparently from Debbie, don't go out to eat right after you get your tongue pierced. A few years ago, I got my tongue re-pierced and went to lunch immediately after with a friend. We went to a brew pub and they served me waffle fries. Well, I caught the fresh piercing on the hole of the waffle fry and it ripped the new piercing out about a quarter to a half inch of my tongue, it says. Horrible pain, no more tongue piercing for me.
That had to have been a lot of fun for the people dining around her, huh?
Yeah. I know. Whatever she had, I'm not having that.
We can take one off the studio lines here.
Debbie, at a concert, what happened?
Well, I went to an Elton John concert in Seattle, and this is in the early 80s, and I had really long hair down to my butt, and I had really long, big hoop earrings in, and somehow it had gotten turned a little bit past the, so it was on the solid piece instead of the little clip piece, and a guy walked by me, and I was going to the bathroom. And he walked by me, and he had a jacket on, like a zipper, with lots of zippers on it. And it caught my hair, and it ripped the earring straight out of my ear, ripped it all the way straight out. And I had a Mickey Mouse t-shirt on, and I went in the bathroom. It looked like Mickey Mouse had been massacred because it was blood all over my shirt.
Can I walk you feel the pain tonight?
I walked into the bathroom, and this girl just screamed bloody murder. She got, you know, she didn't know what happened to me, you know. I said, it's my ear. Don't worry. It's my ear. She thought maybe somebody stabbed me or something, but your ear bleeds pretty good.
Yeah, I can imagine.
1980s, that's what you get for wearing bangles at an Elton John show, you know?
I guess.